Sal bono unjani. That means hello, how are you in Siswati? And that's all I know because it's an English, former English colony, so they taught English in schools, so I don't have to learn another language, which is good. Just before I forget, in case I do forget, there are three brochures I put on the back glass table of our brochures of the school that you can just look at. You can't enroll, but you can look at them, okay? Okay, Zion Fellowship Swaziland started in 2001 as my parents immigrated there, and took about 3 years to get the school going. And those of you who don't know, yes, I do work for my dad. So I have opportunities to keep my trap shut. So it's a good thing to learn it, you know, for you guys as well. Okay, it's a correspondence Bible school. And we offer certificate, diploma, in theology, bachelor's and master's through ZCU. This is a map of Africa, as you can see. Swaziland is right there. Yeah, I'm not shaking, it's this thing. So Swaziland is right there. This is, of course, the larger version of Swaziland. We live right here in a city called Baban. That's the capital. It's probably the coolest city to live in, and by cool, I mean temperature. And it's up in the mountains. It's all mountains right in here. You come down south, it gets very, very hot. And this is the border of Mozambique here as well. Very difficult to live down in here if someone were to be called down there. But this is Baban. This is where the headquarters is. And we've done seminars in various cities, which I'm not going to name, in this area in here. But once I get back in October, at the end of next month, we're going to be starting doing seminars in other areas of Swaziland that we haven't been up into, like up in here and down in here. So that'll be delegated to myself and to Chris Walter. This is where, again, this is where Swaziland is. This is South Africa. We were doing a monthly CMP in a city called Potchefstroom, which is right around in here. They've graduated with their certificate, and now the first-year students are teaching their certificate to the second-year students. So sometime at the end of this year, we'll be going back there once a month to teach the whole group year two. We also have a satellite or like an affiliate school in Nelspruit, South Africa, which is right about there. And there's about 35 students there in the various levels, certificate, diploma, bachelor's, and master's. This is my mom and dad, of course, Ron and Mary Beth Currier. This is Pastor and Angeline. And this is Dr. Osborne Haleta. He is a Swazi, and he is the chairman of the AOG, African AOG, that's African Assemblies of God, of over all of Southern Africa, which includes about six nations. He is a graduate of Zion. I don't think he did his diploma, but he did his bachelor's, his master's, and his doctorate. And he has been a huge blessing to us. And he's just been the chairman for about a year and a half, and you have to take things slow in Africa. So he's starting to help open doors for us to go into other nations as well. So these are the different ministries there. There's, you know, ZMI, there's, you know, ZCU, the CMP, the prison ministry, and seminars. Seminars in the last probably 2 years have kind of taken a back seat, not by design, but the enrollment at ZMI, ZCU, and the CMP has increased. So we have six CMPs going in Swaziland, and they're designed, as you know, to be run internally by the church. But every church that's running it in Swaziland has asked us to do the teaching. So it adds to the workload. But as I return in May, my parents are going to come here in May, and they return in July, we're going to be focusing more on seminars, and we're And I'll also explain more of that later. Okay, these are the different teaching programs. These are just these are just pictures of the different classes. This is in Baban, a class in Baban. I can't see this picture here, so I can't tell you. This is South Africa. This is a church in a township, and the walls and the ceiling is corrugated metal. So it's like an oven. And there's no ventilation. It's very, very hot, just so you know, so you can be praying. And this is a, excuse me, sorry, I have to go back. Sorry, it's not going back for me. Oh, there we go. Okay. This class right here is the AOG class. We work, not exclusively, but we work a lot with the African Assemblies of God. Now, there are three Assemblies of God in Southern Africa. There's the International Assemblies of God, which is kind of like American ran. There's the African Assemblies of God, which is African ran. And then there's the Coastal Assemblies of God, which our brethren ran. So this is a class of about, this class is not, it's not all the students, but there's about 22 pastors that have done their certificate. They're finishing the diploma this month, and then some of them are going to be going on to the bachelor's degree. But these are ordained Assemblies of God ministers that started back at the certificate level. And it's been a great, it's been a real great group to teach, and this is their fifth year. This is the ZMI graduation at the African AOG yearly like event. They have like a big event, kind of like here. And this, we honored their graduates there. Or we honored these graduates at that ceremony. This is the prison graduation. This guy right here is not a prisoner. If you can see who that is. That's Chris Walter. That was his first time out. They landed like the day before, so he came to that. But we tried for about 2 years to get into the prisons and filled out multiple forms, multiple meetings, and it just seemed to drag and drag. But finally, the Lord gave us favor, and we got in last year, and they did the CMP. So it's a 200-question test. They get a little certificate of completion, and we had 15 graduates. So we're hoping that these guys are changed, and that when they go back out into the community, is that they are better. And we have another class. This class is now done, and we have another class going. So we're going to be rotating in and out of the five prisons that are in Swaziland. Okay, this is just a breakdown. There's about 300, a little over 300 students enrolled, actively studying. If we counted the enrolled students, there'd probably be 1,000. But as you know, people sometimes enroll, like myself, and don't study. So I have to work on that. So this is, again, this is Swaziland right here. We have a training program in Mozambique. We have training programs in South Africa. And I just made a trip to Botswana, Habarone, Botswana, just before I returned to the States in March, and had some meetings with some AOG and with some Nazarene and Baptist pastors. So it looks like around September time frame, we'll have a seminar there. Probably Chris and I will go. And this country to the left is Namibia. It used to be called Southwest Africa. It was part of South Africa. This is the capital here, and it's pronounced Windhoek. I know it looks like it's Windhoek, but it's German, and the W's are V's. So it's Windhoek. And we're praying about getting an open door there. I have some letters that I've, or I have some emails that I've made, that I've sent out to some contacts that have been referred to me. I have not heard back from them, but we're looking to go into Namibia also in the next year or less. This country to the north is called Angola. It is Portuguese. It was a Portuguese colony, and so is Mozambique. So Mozambique and Angola, they speak Portuguese. So there is a church in Maputo, Mozambique, that is doing the CMP, and the pastor has done his master's through Zion. And my dad has been encouraging him to pray about starting a ZMI Mozambique. with a certificate level. There's about 12 books, I think, 11 books have been translated into Portuguese. So we just need like one or two more. But he's in the praying stages of starting a ZMI Mozambique, and he will run it. He's a very proven man, and we're just waiting to hear back from him on that. But this is where the areas where we're going to be going into in the next year: Botswana, Namibia, possibly Angola, and all of this takes funds. You know, mucho dinero for my Spanish friends, Mexican friends. Sorry, I don't know what to say anymore. And we can drive. I drove from Swaziland to Gaborone. It was about 9 hours. And Mozambique, we can drive. But going to Namibia and Angola, of course, is flying. We have a couple contacts in Angola, but we don't know as to how strong they are. But we just can't show up and say, "Hey, we're here to do a seminar." We have to establish relationships with these people. And it looks like Botswana is an open door right now, and also South Africa, and also Mozambique. So that's the vision for like the next few years, is to get into these other nations and to establish contacts to do seminars. And the nation of Botswana is a Christian nation, and according to BBC, it is the most stable democracy on the continent. But I was just there, and I spoke with multiple missionaries and multiple pastors. The Botswana government is against Bible schools because the country's riddled with them. And if you want to start a humanitarian work, a clinic or food distribution or something, then you have an open door. But at least there's an open door to do seminars, which we're hoping to get going here in September. These are three pastors that have gone through different levels of the training programs. This is Simon Mazubuko. These are all Swazis. He has completed his certificate diploma. He's working on his, almost done with his bachelor's. This is Wonder Kumalo. He is doing his master's. And this is Clement. His last name was full of consonants, so I can't pronounce his last name. But these three guys represent Zion, and they go out and they help us teach. So that is the art of discipleship, so to speak, that we are empowering these guys. We are investing in them, and then they in turn are like helping us teach. So these guys have started out in the prisons, and Clement is my interpreter when I need to be interpreted. And these three guys are going to be starting to help us do the seminars locally. And if they can get their passports, then they will probably start traveling with us into South Africa and also Mozambique. But they're three really good guys, faithful men, and are just a real blessing to the ministry. So that is a nutshell of what we're doing. So our prayer list is, of course, favor to go into these other nations. Also, funding. These like mission trips are not sightseeing tours, and we travel as cheap as we can. But sometimes we need more, as everyone knows. So, if you could be praying for that, Pastor Tucker has mentioned that he wants to start including other Zion teachers and pastors to come to Southern Africa and help do the seminars. So you're more than welcome to come. And I appreciate your prayers, and I'll be praying for you as well.